Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I always love it when we get back to Warrior season and we get to hear this voice on the River Islands guest line. It's Fitz, everybody. Hey, my friend, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. That was fun, huh?
I'll tell you what. I mean, I thought the playoffs were in April. I didn't know they were starting in October.
Seriously.
I mean, open with the Lakers, open at home with Denver. Like, man, that, talk about a high-level regular season game. That was fantastic.
Well, actually, I'd love for you to speak to that because I thought one thing that was interesting down the stretch is sort of the want to that Steph Curry and the Warriors group showed this early in the season. And once it got into overtime and the Warriors had the lead, it very much looked like Jokic was not interested in matching that intensity.
Yeah, the thing about Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler and Al Horford is that if you think about lottery winners in life, you win the lottery, you don't work harder. You don't look for more money. You're just like, I won the lottery. I'm putting my feet up. I got $60 million. These guys have all these accomplishments, and yet their compete level is so high that, yeah, they're like, we're not going to lose this game. I mean, Steph missed a layup, and then Aaron Gordon hits a three, and you're down three with 26 seconds left. You think, oh, they got you tonight. No, we're going to force overtime and go ahead and win it. I thought Jokic missed a couple shots that he normally makes. You know, that baby hook at the end, I thought for sure was going to be the game winner, and it rimmed out. And so sometimes that happens, but Aaron Gordon was incredible. Jamal Murray was incredible. Jokic still had a triple-double. You know, Steph, Draymond, Kuminga, Horford. I mean, there's so many guys that played well. It was just a great basketball game for both teams. Two elite teams in the West. Two teams are going to be heard from all year long. And they, you know, Denver had haunted the Warriors 9 straight until the win in April. Now the Warriors have beaten them back-to-back, which is great.
When you look at the end game, Bob, I don't want you to be too critical of a brand-new coach, but you call timeout and you let the Warriors get their defensive unit back on the floor. Shouldn't they have, might they have played that one a little bit late, differently late in the game?
Yeah, the only thing that I always wonder, and I go back to like Michael Jordan scoring over Brian Russell, when the Warriors were up or down three with 25 seconds left, Steph Curry is going to shoot a three. I'm putting three guys on Steph Curry. Yeah. I mean, if someone else hits a three, I shake their hand and go, hey, we're going to overtime or whatever. But why teams continue to let the best players beat them at the very end is insane to me. Send multiple guys at somebody and dare a lesser guy to hit a wide open shot. I don't understand it sometimes in the NBA. But, you know, I thought David Adelman coached a really good game. I thought they had great ball movement. They kept going to Aaron Gordon. They run that high pick and roll, you know, with Jokic and Murray whenever they want to go home to mom type of thing. But as hot as Gordon was, I might have ridden a little pick and pop and kicked it out to Gordon. But, you know, calling a timeout and this team can sub in this, I mean, we're getting into kind of minutia. That isn't what decided the game. It's Jokic's shot rimmed out, and Steph hit a shot from the Ferry Building that was incredible. So that's the beauty of it. I mean, it's the high-level games come down to, you know, a play or two or a shot made. But, man, that was just a pulsating victory with the crowd just going nuts the whole time.
You know the voice. It's Fitz with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7. The game, Warriors at Portland tonight. Got to turn right around and do this again. Fitz, I know we say stuff like this a lot, and it's only just game two, but you watched last night, and I was very much today inspired to say this, and I mean it. 50 years on planet Earth of watching sports, I saw Montana, Rice, MJ, Tiger, Brady, whatever. To me, Steph Curry is the greatest thing I've ever watched when it comes to sports, just as far as a consumer. This is the best thing I've ever seen. What's your reaction to that?
It's hard to argue. I mean, Michael Jordan would be up there. Walter Payton would be up there. Montana would be up there. But that's why I try to implore people, like seeing Sinatra or Elvis or Jay-Z or the Rolling Stones or whatever, please get out to see Steph Curry. I mean, that just in your life, be able to say just what you said, Mark, is that I saw Steph Curry. You know, like, I get to see Steph Curry all the time, and I never take it for granted. It's just that his like will not be seen again. He has changed the geometry of the entire sport. There's 8 billion people on the planet. He shoots the basketball better than anyone in the history of our civilization. Like, please do not let that go by and his career end where you never got to experience that or see him live. I mean, that is why going to a Warrior game on a Tuesday in February still matters, because you get to see Steph Curry.
You just never know. Mark and I have been joking all day, Fitz, about that being a Thursday in October, and yet here we are spending a whole show on a Football Friday talking about a couple of 30-plus footers and an OT win. Oh. So I just keep waiting for it. I'm not hoping it happens soon, but at some point, I guess there'll be slippage, Fitz. I mean, are we ever going to see this guy slip?
I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, you think of Brady playing quarterback till 45 years old or whatever the hell it was. You know, these guys have extended things as much as, I mean, I love Jordan. I still think of LeBron, you know, at age 40 and 23 years in the league and stuff like that. Everything is being extended. We're seeing it all in sports. I mean, remember when a 50-yard field goal used to be a big thing?
Yeah.
And now guys just rope 60-yarders like they're nothing, and the Jacksonville guy hit a 71-yarder in preseason. Like, just our normal realms of sports are just being expanded and pushed. And so, Steph, I'm never going to be the person to say, well, you know, he's on the decline. Whatever. Like, he just keeps showing every year that how many guys are better than him in the sport right now? I mean, he's in the top five, top six still, and has been for 17 years. I mean, it's really remarkable.
Fitz, there's no way we should get through this conversation without getting your reaction to what you're seeing, Jonathan Kuminga's maturation. What stands out to you in these first two games?
Well, it really started in preseason. His passing is better than it has ever been, ever in his career. You know, the Laker game, he has an open court drive and he finds Horford at point blank range. He has a give and go and he hits Draymond when he's posting up. Draymond, you know, on a cutting layup instead of trying to bulldog Jamal Murray and go one on one with Jokic kind of lurking there. His awareness, his passing, his ability. And all young guys go through this. You get in the league, I want to score, 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 and that's how I'm going to be famous and score. And then you realize, how can I impact winning? Scoring is important, sure, but rebounding and passing and defending and scoring is how you stay on the floor and how you impact winning. And I just think Jonathan's passing has been remarkable, and I think his rebounding, starting with that Laker game, You see multiple tall dudes jump up for a ball and then someone elevate above all of them and just snatch it away. And you're thinking, yes, this can be another part of his toolkit that just makes him a remarkable player. So incredibly pleased with how Kuminga had the preseason and certainly the first couple games of the regular season.
And even when he doesn't get the rebound fits, he's in the mix and he's getting the ball to be batted around
a little bit.
Yeah,
perfect. That's high level noticing on your end, because that's exactly right. Is that the effort and going for it, and I like the phrase, being in the mix, he's too great an athlete to just sit by and let Pajemski and Steph and these guys battle for rebounds when JK can have a big difference in all those plays.
Yeah, he out-rebounded Pods, which is kind of cool. I mean, Pods is like the captain recycler who gets those rebounds. Hey, what do you think is a bigger factor for JK? Is it contract contentment or the Jimmy Butler big brother influence?
You know what? I think I'm going to mash those together. I think Jimmy and Steph kind of started it. Hey, business is for the off season. Basketball's for the in season. I don't want to hear contract stuff. I don't want to hear business stuff. You know, that happened, and now you're here, and let's just worry about basketball. And I think Jimmy's saying, look, I've been through tons of contract stuff too, but just play good. It'll be good for you. It'll be good for the team. It'll be good for everybody. And you can't worry about six different things in your life all at the same time. Just worry about being, you know, the team loves him. I mean, that's the one thing about Jonathan. Steve says it all the time, too. He's a great kid. He's a good guy. Like, you know, that's the thing. Business sucks, you know, in sports for all of us. And so it's just one of those where let the business stuff go away. Just be a great basketball player. Be a great teammate and be in the mix of a team that really likes you. And I think that's where he's at right now.
A couple things on the roster and the rotation, especially tonight. We know Al Horford is not going to play. Also, it's an early back-to-back with a plane flight and an overtime game. Like, how do you see the Warriors attacking a night like tonight?
Yeah, I mean, three games in four nights is always weird. And then three games in four nights with the back end of a back-to-back and a travel on it and overtime. You know, this is not where Steve, you know, presses the accelerator on everybody's minutes. So it's great to get Moody back tonight. You're going to see Trayce Jackson-Davis get to play, Quentin Post get to play. I think, you know, Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, I mean, they want to win, so it's not like they're going to dip out. But Portland is athletic and large and gave Minnesota all they wanted the other night. So there's going to have to be some ancillary guys that have big games that they kind of kick in so the minutes don't have to have Steve run these main guys into the ground. So I think you'll see early substitutions and a longer rotation for a game like tonight.
How do the puzzle pieces this year fit better than they did last year, especially once everyone gets healthy?
Well, you know, it's more puzzle pieces, if that makes sense, is that, you know, this was, if you take the second half with Jimmy and you go 23-7 or whatever, you know, then you add Horford and you're going to add Melton and you add Will Richard, and then you add another year onto Quentin Post and Trayce and Kuminga and Moody and Pajemski. So I think with Jimmy, you saw this is how they can win, but now you're just adding a couple better players and Horford, you know, and then eventually Melton, but then just adding a year of service onto other guys that matter too. So I think that's where they're kind of set up, is that they got a formula. But nice thing is, you want to play double big, all right, they'll deal with that. You want to play fast and run, they can deal with that. You want to play a perimeter game, great. You want to grind it out and play defense. Like, this team is kind of situated to kind of battle you in a lot of different ways with a lot of different skill sets.
Bob Fitzgerald with us, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Fitz, I this is obviously, A, it's a good problem to have. B, it's not a now problem. Maybe it's not even a problem, but a lot of us were sitting around the other day kind of trying to figure out, based on what we've seen, what would Seth Curry's role be on this team when they bring him back here in a handful of weeks? What do you see as possible?
Well, I mean, you can never have enough shooting. Never. And so, I mean, this is one where, is Buddy firing on a given night, or is Seth out there? Is Melton feeling good, or do you want to give him a day or two? Is Steph on a back-to-back, or he's played a bunch of games in a certain time and you don't have as many guard minutes there? Do you have to sit Jimmy in a game, and so your guard rotation gets a little different? It's just another weapon to have. And then the other one is, end of a quarter, end of a game, I want to put three or four three-point shooters out there. You got to guard Seth Curry. I don't care if he's played 5 minutes, he's been sitting there. This guy's a 43% three-point shooter. So I put Steph and Seth and Buddy all out there. Now teams have to make defensive, you know, choices. So I just think that's a great value add. And I'm really looking forward to Seth being here, not only for the brothers to be together. I love Seth as a guy, and I think it's just kind of fun. So, you know, they'll get around that this apron stuff and this cap stuff and deal with it mid-November when they need to. But it's just another weapon with someone who chose to go somewhere to win like Al did, and that's where the Warriors afford guys later in their career now that this is a chance to come win.
Love watching this team at the foul line. I think Jonathan Kuminga is still a little scary, but in general, they're a great free throw shooting team. And you guys were asking Jimmy in the post game yesterday about his free throwing. And just throughout that whole interview, he seemed so serious. Is that really how Jimmy is all the time? Or is that kind of his front facing media persona?
It all depends. I mean, I think Jimmy can be serious. I think he'd be funny. I was fooling around with him at breakfast this morning. Like he's, whatever he feels like being, that's Jimmy, and he handles it all well. I think it was more
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Like, it's game two. Let's not jump up and down and have a parade. And then I think because we had him do the post game, he's always, you know, hey, you know, Draymond played great and Steph played great and Al played great. And so he's like, why are you putting a headset on me type of thing? You know, so Jimmy's just been fantastic. Like, people, you know, you have to judge people by when you interact with them and when you get them at their time in their life. But I think Jimmy is in the perfect spot. And we're so fortunate to have him on 52 levels right now.
Bob, Steve has talked a lot so far about feeling like the puzzle pieces don't always fit, but they really do in his eyes so far. I think we're seeing that. I think we get it. But how would you compare the puzzle fit now versus the last few years?
Different because they never had a guy like Butler that doesn't turn it over, that gets to the free throw line, that you can post up, that can handle the non-Steph minutes. You know, so it's having another star there. Clay was always a star, but he was a perimeter shooter that, you know, if Steph got too much attention, kick out to Clay and have him score. But you can give the ball to Jimmy and run the ball through Jimmy, and then he's an excellent defender. So, and they've never had really a stretch five like Al, and then having Quentin Post as well. I mean, a guy who was a 3-point shooter. You had Otto Porter, and you had Bjelica, and you had Saric. You had other guys that could do that, but not at this level, not at a 5-time All-Star like Horford, who's been all defense and stuff too. So, you know, it's just different than the last couple years. But, you know, the engine is Mr. Curry and Mr. Draymond Green, and then Steve kind of pressing buttons, and they're going to be good. You know, that's the beauty of it, and that's the great thing for Dub Nation. It's 13 years of being amazing, and they got a 14th season staring them in the face.
Yeah, and so far so good. 82-0 still on the table, just saying. I mean, it's they won't go 0-82, we know that, but we've been raving about Will Richard around here. Mark Grandy and I got a chance to meet him in Summer League. How surprised are you at just how much he feels like he belongs so quickly.
Here's the thing. What has happened with drafting in the 50s in the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to see Tumani Kamara, 52nd pick. You've got Trayce Jackson-Davis, 57th, Quentin Post, 56, Will Richard, 52. And so, what about the value of these guys in the 50s? I know Manu Ginobili was in the 50s, too. But I think, you know, Colin always makes fun of me. And I did this, you know this one, on the talk show time. Dibs, I say this all the time. I like four-year college guys. I just do. I think this league chews up and eats their young. You know, there's a reason Draymond is a winner. I just think that watching Tim Duncan go to school or Grant Hill go to school did not ruin their lives. Steph played 3 years. Michael Jordan played 3 years. The one and done, I get it money-wise and yada, yada, yada. But Will Richard is a grown man who played a lot of college basketball, played for an NC championship, and has come in as a rookie like, let me rebound, let me defend, let me run the floor, let me score, let me pass. Like, what a breath of fresh air just to watch a kid like that. And a grown, more of a grown man. You know, it's like all of us, where were you, Dan Dibley, Mark Willard, at age 18 versus age 22, 23? You're a completely different person.
Yeah, I was still a junior at Cal State Northridge, Bob, from 18 to 23. Yeah,
it was true for both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but just the pressure, the monetary pressure and the travel and just going against grown men, you know, on a nightly basis that have, you know, no, they ain't treating you kindly as a youngster. They're trying to take you to the woodshed all the time. So, man, Mike Dunleavy and that scouting staff, from Pajemski to Trayce to Quentin Post to Will Richard. I like Alex Tui, too, by the way. I'm telling you, he'll play a lot in Santa Cruz this year, but you watch Alex Tui, he's another very solid player. This scouting staff finds people, man. They really put their work in and find guys that can play basketball.
I'm glad you brought that up. I have this theory, and maybe it's not even a theory, Bob. I just think all fans think that their favorite team sucks at drafting. Because it doesn't matter who you root for, you're able to point to the misses. But I'm glad you're pointing this out, because if you look at what the Warriors have done the last few years without a lot of assets, it's pretty impressive that they've got rotational players there.
Yeah, what I think is always funny about drafting is, you know, let's say the guy's the fourth pick in the draft, and like 8 years into his career, they're like, he was the fourth pick. Who cares? Like, after day one, once you've been drafted and you're on the team, I don't ever care where you were drafted ever again after that. I care whether or not you can play and if you're going to be a good player. Like, I'm going to watch Draymond Green tonight. He's a generational defensive player. I don't sit there and go, wow, he's the 35th pick. You know, 14 years later, I don't care. He's got four titles. He's an amazing player. And, you know, put the draft stuff behind you. Let that go. I just, people focus on it. They do it in the NFL, too. It's kind of, I never, you know, in Super Bowls, Tom Brady was a sixth rounder. Like,
right.
Let it go.
Bob, we're gonna let you go, but we're gonna do it again soon. Thank you very much. Great to have you. Great to hear your voice.
Hey, on a game day, and then I got to fly to Houston tomorrow for the Niner game on Sunday. I'm doing that for national radio.
Ooh.
Like, to talk to you guys, it'd be one of the few people I would answer the bat phone for. So glad to do it.
Hey, you think the Niners have enough this weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
As long as they have Robert Saleh, they're going to put together guys that know how to stop people, and then just get it to McCaffrey and Kittle all the time, and you're fine.
There it is. There it is.
Safe travels, Fitz.
Safe flight, bud.
All right, see you guys.
Okay, there he goes, Bobby Fitz.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.